Proclamation number 1103, dated the September 21st, 1939. Deposing the earthly power. The spirit of anyone giving the world reason to life under constant threat does not demonstrate the love he should harbor within himself. Rather, it is the tribute of evil paid by the person spreading discord and controversy amongst humanity. People are supposed to cultivate love and peace, and all should be like brothers to each other. In its place, bitter enmity is taken into homes which ought to shelter peaceful people. And a whole nation will be unworthy if the citizen of a country lives in spiritual bondage. Enslaving those who should be treated like brothers is not sanctioned according to God's will. Those who arrogantly dare to put laws into place which restrict personal freedom, and this purely to push through a preconceived idea, will soon discover that they went too far, and that destiny will reverse itself for those who believe themselves to be in charge of it. Admittedly, at first it will appear as if the worldly power is successful, but not for long, for all signs of the time point towards the end of the period when force comes before mercy. And even so, if it remains infeasible that the weak gain respect on earth, then it is permitted by God's wisdom, so that God's righteousness, His love and His omnipotence will clearly manifest itself one day, for He will intervene when the time is right. You must let Him rule alone, and He will arrange everyone's fate such that it will be bearable for the individual, and with God's blessing and help bring his life to the right conclusion. And now get ready to receive a revelation, the meaning of which you will not be able to understand today, and yet it shall be explained to you. Hence the Lord will have to forcibly intervene in the spiritual chaos, and the world will already anxiously evaluate the scale of the Eternal Deity's intervention. And therefore it is permissible that a troubled nation's ruler will first have to taste the miseries himself before he gets severely affected by world events. As yet he will still enjoy the height of his fame, as humanity continues to cheer him on, but once he is fallen no one will speak to him or on his behalf, for in times of hardship and most bitter adversity humanity forgets that it also owes him certain advantages, and thus it will come to pass that in the forthcoming time of hardship on earth a general uprising will be planned and implemented against the authorities, which will cause many a person's downfall, who saw himself in a leading position. And the soul will make a decision. It will let itself be guided by its sense of righteousness. It will recognize the mistakes and shortcomings, but also the intention of those who long for an improvement of the whole situation, and will contend itself with less power in order to protect humanity from further calamities. For the incredibly embittered people will demand their rights and request the removal of the one who brought such indescribable misery over humanity. And the hour will come when rich and poor, young and old, high and low will recognize how much power this ruler had exercised, and how level-minded those had been who had not let themselves be deceived by appearances. And once this change of direction has taken place, the earth will only remain as it is for a little longer, in order to then receive a completely new appearance as a result of a huge disaster, admittedly not everywhere but noticeably in all countries which were united by the world conflagration and which contemplate mutual destruction. And this will be a dreadful day followed by a dreadful night. For the Lord waits with utmost patience, but if it is ignored, events will take place on earth and affect everyone, according to merit. For God's justice will not leave anyone on a throne who does not warrant his status, and likewise elevate those who have always been faithful to him, not for the sake of earthly reward but for love of the divine Creator. Everyone's fate has been determined since eternity, and the Lord is merely implementing what is proclaimed in word and scripture, so that humanity may recognize the truth of these predictions and take them to heart. Amen.